Blog Talk Radio.
For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my king. I want to be where you are. I want to be where you are. For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my king. I want to be where you are. I've got to be where you are. I want to be where you are. I've got to be where you are. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we thank you for another day and another opportunity. Father God, we rise and shine this morning in your service. Father God, we thank you for calling us to it. We thank you for meeting us. We thank you for going with us. We thank you for blessing us as we go. Now, Father God, we embrace the gifts of this day. We thank you for it. And now we surrender the day back over to you, that you would unfold this day according to your wisdom, your grace, and your mercies. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for this, and thank you for everything. And as you taught your disciples to say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. Amen. Amen and amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ as Lord. Amen. As the Holy Spirit serves the breakfast for champions. Amen. Have a seat at the table this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. And God prepares the table before us, even in the presence of our enemies. I am Dr. Alfreda. Amen. It's my pleasure to serve you on this morning. Amen. As we move forward. Amen. We pray that everyone is excited today. Amen. Another day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. And if this is indeed your first time with us, may it please not be your last time. We meet on this platform 7 days a week, actually. 7 days. 6 days at this hour. Amen. Monday through Saturdays. And then on Sundays, we meet at 12 o'clock. Amen. So, amen. Please enjoy the services. Amen. And amen. All right, all right. Father God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, our strength. Oh, Lord, our redeemer. Amen and amen. I want to turn your attention this morning to the book of Romans. Amen. Romans chapter number 5. Amen. We want to read a couple verses in your hearing. Just want to read starting at verse 18. Amen. Romans chapter number 5, verse 18. Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so through one man's righteousness. Amen. Let me start again. Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation. Even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. Amen. Verse 20, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounds, grace aboundeth much more, so that as sin reigneth in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen and amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. We thank God, amen, for the reading of God's word, amen, that will never, ever, ever return unto him void. Today, amen, we want to talk about man's extremity, amen. Man's extremity, amen, is God's opportunity to work. Man's extremity, amen. Since we're at the end of the week, amen, I want to wait till Monday, Lord's willing. We want to start teaching on the fruit of the Spirit, amen. And we also want to teach on love, amen. We want to take a week or two and teach on love. And we want to take another week or so and teach on the fruit of the Spirit, amen. So we're going to kick that off on Monday, start the week with that, Lord's willing. Amen. That's what the Lord is preparing me to bring. Amen. Today we want to talk about the grace of God. Amen. The grace of God. Amen. Man's opportunity, man's extremity is God's opportunity to work. In our scripture this morning, in verse number 20, it reads like this. It says, but where sin aboundeth, grace doth much more abound. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, sometimes in our Christian walk, amen, especially when we have made a step forward, amen, to do what the Lord has called us to do, amen. Glory be to God. Sometimes, beloved, amen, we are attacked on every side, amen. It's not necessarily that easy to do what the Lord would have you to do there, of course, because many people would do it. Many more would be doing if what God called them to do, if it was that easy, if it was, attack free, amen. But it's not always attack free because the enemy, amen, now becomes vicious, amen. He becomes vicious when he sees that what you're made up your mind to do the will of the Lord. And if you made up your mind to do the will of the Lord, he knows that nobody can stop you, amen, but you. See, and so what he does is then he works on you, amen. He works on you to try to get you to stop. He does not want the Lord's kingdom to be advanced because if the Lord wins, he loses. See, glory be to God. And he knows his time is short, so he's counting on, accomplishing whatever he wants to accomplish. I don't understand it because Satan already knows he loses. He already has his, but he still does not stop. He's not. You know what I mean? He figures since I'm going to hell, because Satan is not in hell, saints. So let me tell y'all that right now. Satan is not in hell yet. Amen. Satan is the prince of this air. Satan is going to be in hell. The Lord is going to cast him there. And when he's there, he is no return. There's no coming back. Now, there's some demons right now that's chained up. Hey, glory be to God, in hell. Now, if they was loose, and then I don't know with what's going on in our world today, I think a couple of them done snuck out. Glory be to God. But Satan is not in hell. Amen. Glory be to God. But that's where he's going. Amen. And so what Satan does, amen, is he will attack. Amen. Brother Paul talks about, amen. Matter of fact, let me see if I can find that scripture real quick. The Holy Spirit just brought this to my mind. Amen. Let me see. Give me one second. All right. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Okay, we can find it in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Amen. And let's look at... Okay, Brother Paul says this. Amen. Let me see. Let's go up another scripture. Let's see what Brother Paul says here. Brother Paul says, Verse 7. Let's start at verse 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. We are cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus may be made manifest in our bodies. Amen. Very nice scripture here. 2 Corinthians 4, good one for your devotion. Amen. To read. All right. So Paul says we attack on every side, but we not giving up.
We attack. We're in the spiritual warfare. We're battling. Glory be to God. Huh? Glory be to God. But we refuse to quit. We refuse to turn around. We refuse to surrender. We refuse to throw in the towel. But we're still being attacked. See, that's why it feels like we're being attacked. That's why the Bible tells us, amen, to fight the good fight of faith. Well, why would God tell us to fight? Because we're in the war zone. Thanks if God could open your eyes right now. Good thing that we can't see in the spirit that often. Some of us have the gift to see in the spirit. Good thing is that we have to walk by faith. Because if we could see what we was in the middle of, most of us would be hiding somewhere. We'd be undercover because that spirit of fear would take over. We would be afraid to get out of bed. Matter of fact, we would be afraid to get in bed because we don't know who would be laying down beside us if it wasn't for the blood of Jesus Christ protecting us. See? But even in the midst of trouble, amen, beloved, God would still tell us to launch out. Launch out. This is what I want you to do. I want you to start this. I want you to do that. Look, when this ministry was birthed, some 10 years and 10 months ago, glory be to God, it was birthed in a motel. I was living in a motel. Okay, because me and my girls had just been evicted on Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve, they came in, threw us out. Suckers. All right. And this ministry, it was launched on January 1, which was, a week later. But God had already told me that the ministry was going to be launched even before the eviction. See, glory be to God. So God will, you know what I mean, have you to launch out, do something new, start a new project, start a new enterprise, whatever the Lord is telling you to do, glory be to God, and take a new step of faith. But now, in the natural, it may seem like a wrong time to take a step of faith. It may seem like they say, wait a minute, this ain't the right time, y'all. I ain't got no home. I ain't got no money. This ain't the right. Lord, you sure? Now, Lord, come on down. I got a headache. Come on now. Got to go to a funeral, just left a funeral. Lord, you know what I mean? In the natural, it seems like the wrong time. But glory be to God. Glory be to God. And so your natural mind and people speaking into your ear gates are going to try to convince you, come on, pull back. Come on, you know, you got to pull back. You got to protect yourself. I mean, why don't you just wait until the heat is off? You know what I mean? Just take a seat, take a vacation, chill out, you know, wait till this season is over, then start your business, then do it. No. That's what logic will tell us, see? But the Spirit of God is still telling us, even in the midst of trouble, even in the midst of circumstances, even in the midst of turmoil, it's telling us to dig in deeper. It'll tell you to keep pressing forward. Keep pressing forward. Yep, keep pressing forward. See? How? Amen. Not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. See? The spirit will tell you, don't let up for 1 minute. Glory be to God. The spirit will tell you that this is a perfect opportunity for the gospel message to be spread even further and further and further in the midst, amen, of what appear to be, amen, a bad situation or a dark situation, because really that situation is a lie that the devil has fabricated because he is a liar. Amen. And he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Amen. He comes to bamboozle you. Amen. See, the devil wants to move, amen, through your five senses. But we got to remember, faith moves in the sixth sense. And this is where we have to be. Glory be to God. And so this is why in our scripture today, beloved, in Romans, amen, Paul says, but where sin aboundeth, grace doth much more abound. Glory be to God. That word abound, amen, that Paul uses, amen, to describe this abundance of sin, glory be to God, is a word which really means more. Okay, to abound means more, to increase. It denotes something that exists in abundance. And beloved, amen, abundance that is growing larger and abundance that is growing more expansive with the passing of time. The implication is that sin is never stagnant, but sin continually grows, increases, and expands. That's why you can't say, well, just let me get a little bit of sin. It's going to do this a little bit. No. Those drug addicts, beloved, amen, glory be to God that we are praying for. They didn't start out with the big thing. They said, just give me a little smoke. Just give me one pill. Just give me a little taste of that. And I just take a little taste, see, and then what? It abounds, see. Glory be to God. I'll just do it this one time. Glory be to God. Next thing you know, amen, you done left your spouse. So you're living with another man or another woman that's not yours. Because why? Because it didn't start out that way. It started out as a little quickie. Now, what sin grows, sin abounds. Sin does not remain stagnant. That's why it's dangerous. It's like cancer. You know, you got a little spot, you know what I mean? Then you got a mole. Then you got what? What the heck is this? The implication, beloved, is that sin is never stagnant. Glory be to God. And so this is how we can translate this verse today. It says, where sin exists in abundance and is multiplying and constantly expanding. And that's the problem within the world today. Well, how, you know, it just seemed yesterday in the Philadelphia area, I think, what, they had four murders in 1 hour in four different parts of the city? I mean, like, you know, it's like, you know, you would think it would be better because, you know, they eventually catch these people. They go to jail. They don't even care. It's almost like they looking for, they want to go. At least they don't have to worry about rent and don't have to worry about groceries. Don't have to worry about clothes. I don't know. Some people that get out of prison be trying to get back in there, you know. No responsibility, and you got a roof over your head and some food on the table. I don't know the mindset, amen, of this, amen, glory be to God. But nevertheless, beloved, we see that sin continues to grow. And it would probably be even growing at a faster pace if God's people was not down here praying. It probably would have just taken completely over by now. Amen. Glory be to God. So, beloved, amen. So this describes the growing nature of unrestrained sin. But Paul doesn't stop here. He goes on to say, where sin abound, grace did much more abound. The words much more abound, beloved, amen, glory be to God, describes something that is growing out of measure, beyond proportion, and out of its banks to a far-stretched extreme. It is like a giant river that is being flooded with waters from upstream. Those waters are coming downstream so fast that the river can no longer hold the raging current in its banks. The water rises, and the water keep on rising until it finally begins pouring out of its banks and begins to flood everywhere in sight. And this is exactly the idea of the word that Paul uses when he tells us grace did much more abound. It don't make no difference how bad it is. It could be the whorehouse, the pimp house, the drug house, the jailhouse. Don't make no difference how bad it is. And the Oval House, it don't make no difference how bad it is. Okay? And it could be bad and it could be ugly, and it is bad and ugly. Grace much more abounds. Grace abounds higher than the sin. Oh, see why we can't never give up, beloved. We can't never give up. So let us interpret this. It says, so for wherever sin exists in abundance and is multiplying and consistently expanding, that is precisely the time and place where grace is poured out in a far greater surpassing quantity. Beloved, regardless of where we live or what we are facing, regardless of how bad the situation around us looks to our natural eyes, the grace of God is flowing downstream. Write that down this morning. The grace of God is flowing downstream. And God is lavishly pouring it forth in abundant measure. In fact, beloved, it is impossible for us to imagine, measure, or even dream of the amount of divine grace God is sending in our direction. Oh, somebody said, thank God for grace. No banks can hold the flood of grace he is sending our way. It isn't just a lot of grace, beloved. The Bible is telling us that it's more and more and more and much more grace. Not a lot of grace. God gives us a lot of grace. No, God gives us more grace and more and more and more and much more grace. Oh, my God. It's a flood of grace. The flood of grace will always far surpass the flood of sin and darkness. Amen. Now, Satan will try to stop you from doing the will of God. Now, you can count on that. He's going to stop you. He's going to give it a shot. But never forget that the enemy cannot prevail against you if you will only yield to the Lord. All you got to do is yield. What I'm going to do, Pastor, yield. The devil working me, he fighting me, yield. Amen. Submit yourself, humble yourself, amen. Draw nigh to God, amen. Resist the devil and the devil will flee. Beloved, what you will find, amen, that God is supplying more than enough grace. Not enough grace. He is supplying more than enough grace to match whatever the enemy is trying to do. If you will surrender to that divine grace, it will rise higher and higher and higher until it eventually floods every area in your life. Beloved, instead of seeing the destruction of the enemy, you will see the awesome outpouring of the marvelous grace of God everywhere you look. So, beloved, when a situation looks bad, glory be to God, don't be too surprised if you hear the Spirit of the Lord say, right in the midst of it being bad, right in the midst of the dilemma, right in the midst of the circumstances, right in the midst of the drama, right in the midst, don't be surprised if the Holy Spirit say, pour it on. The Holy Spirit will speak to you right in the midst of all that. Amen. And say, keep it up. The Holy Spirit will speak to you right in the midst of that and say, don't you stop for 1 minute. Not 1 minute. The Holy Spirit will speak to you and say, keep pressing ahead. Huh? Encouraging you to move forward, even when it looks like it's impossible. For where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Amen and amen. It is in the dark and difficult moments like these, beloved. Hallelujah. Actually, it's a blessing. It's really a blessing, amen, when it gets dark and difficult. Ask Daniel, amen, glory be to God in that lion's den. Because when it gets dark and difficult, the grace of God abounds, amen, higher than the sin, higher than the circumstances. Oh, can we give God a praise? Oh, glory be to God. This is when God loves the move the most. Man's extremity is God's opportunity to work. Right when it looked like it's no answer, right when it looked like it's over, right when it looked like it's dead, right when it looked like it's done, here come God with that abounding grace, more than enough. Oh, my God. And for him to flex his muscles and say, I am God. Hallelujah. This is when his grace supersedes the darkness of the world. Whenever sin and darkness abound, it's where God really pours out his grace. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't be afraid that the Holy Spirit leads you into those dark places. Go. Amen. Because that abounding grace, amen, is more than enough. More than enough. And more than sufficient. Man's extremity is God's opportunity to work. Lord, we thank you for pouring out your grace in difficult, chaotic times. When sin abounds and darkness tries to reign, that is always when you reach out to seek and to save. Forgive us for giving way to fear and for thinking of retreating at this key moment when you are wanting to make a strategic advance. We choose to push away all our fears and to believe that you are going to do something miraculous to save the day. Let your grace flow. Lord, pour it on. Please shine your light in this hour of darkness. And we pray this in Jesus' name. And our soul says, amen, amen, amen. Man's extremity is God's opportunity to work, but with sin abounding, grace does much more abound. Amen and amen. This is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Hallelujah. And we say thank you, Jesus, and hallelujah. All right, all right, all right. In form of announcements today, amen, we will be at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock, Lord's willing. Tonight at 10 p.m. is our Bring Your Own Praise Party. Bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. As we shared with you on yesterday, share the word, share the word. Amen. Even if you're not available, tell somebody there's a praise party going on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. And we want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We'll be singing. Bring your songs. Bring your testimonies. Bring your praises. Amen. At 10 p.m., Lord's willing. All right. I think, next Wednesday and Thursday, amen, is the prayer summit. You'll be hearing more about that starting tomorrow. Amen. I think Erica said everything will be ready to be posted on today. Amen. We met 5 o'clock this morning. Amen. All this week at 5 o'clock, Facebook Live, 30 minutes of prayer. And God gave us a petition every day. And so we want to thank God for that. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Glory be to God, everybody. Amen. Make sure you reach out to Sister Hattie today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Wish her a happy birthday. Amen. Glory be to God. She's not on the line. Amen. But bless her. Amen. And send her a text. Amen. Give her a call. In Jesus' name. All right, everybody, have a lovely day, a blessed day, a glorious day. Amen. Glory be to God. Lord's willing, we'll be back here tomorrow morning. If you see me on Facebook tomorrow at 5, it's the I Doubt If You Will. The Lord tell me Monday to Friday. Amen. So I thank God. So that give me time to spend time with my grandchildren when they're here and all that. I don't have to worry about getting up and getting dressed in white. Amen. So God is so gracious. Amen. And so we'll be back on Facebook at 5 o'clock on Monday through Fridays, in Jesus' name. Meet you at the prayer altar and at the praise party on tonight, in Jesus' name. Thank you. Amen. For allowing me to serve you today. Amen. And remember, amen, pour it on. Man's extremity is God's opportunity to work. God's grace is sufficient. Keep going and watch God move. Amen. Where sin abounds, grace doth much more abound. Father God, we say thank you. We bless you. We magnify your name. Thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, hallelujah, we honor you, we love you, we bless you, we praise you, Father God. There is nobody like you in all the earth, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Father God, as we go out today, Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Glory be to God. Father God, we ask that you would cancel every spirit of accident, incident, and calamity in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we cancel bad news, cancel tears, we cancel sorrow. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray against the bloodshed that's taking place in our world, especially in the city of Philadelphia. God, is absolutely terrible. Father God, in the name of Jesus, our President Trump, Father God, has said, amen. He said bad things happen in Philly. Well, Father God, I don't know. He was sort of right there. That's one thing that he said was right. But Father God, but when we know Jesus, amen, hallelujah, the bad things is the sin. The good things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, is the grace. So that where sin abounds, grace does much more abound, much more than what we need. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father. We are covered under the blood. We cover ourselves under the blood. We cover our children under the blood. We dip our, Father God, our day in the blood. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, we will not be defeated. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, no plague will come nigh our dwelling. Hallelujah. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, over, over, and over, and over again. Meet us at the altar prayer at 12 o'clock, Lord, and then back tonight at 10 o'clock for our praise party. Father God, may it be a party indeed, a Holy Ghost party, Father God, because there ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party do not stop. Thank you, Father God. Now, Father God, as we come, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit. We cast it at Jesus' feet. Father God, give our sister Hattie a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful birthday. Father God, in the name of Jesus, her and her husband, Father God, may it be memorial, Father God, to her in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We honor you, we bless you, and we praise you. Now that him was able to keep you from falling and to present your faultless before the presence of his glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now unto him who's able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. Satan is defeated. The darkness is dispelled. In Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he most definitely is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. With sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound. Don't be afraid. Just keep moving forward. Amen, amen, and amen.